together sing this morning. Came this morning, that's what you feel. Lord, how we long to worship you. That's why we're here. We want to be in your presence and to worship you this morning. I told the musicians this morning when they started playing back there, they make me feel like David playing the harp for me. This made my spirit feel so much better this morning. Amen. We have a few written requests. We want to remember Sister Shirley this morning. I think she is out of the hospital and she's doing better, but they have had to change her medicine or two or three times, and she just needs prayer this morning, so we remember her. We want to continue to remember Brother Ron Spencer in our prayers, Sister Vicki Tidwell. We remember our pastor this morning. He's away. God will be with them. Bless their fellowship with their family. Also, we want to remember Brother Ben. He's traveling and ministering this morning. We want to continue to remember Sister Christy. She's here, but I'm sure she needs a touch from the Lord just to continue to give her strength this morning. We're looking forward to a complete recovery today. And also, I believe Brother David said his son, Brother Joseph Gadman, is sick this morning, so we remember him in our prayers as well. And I'm sure there's other needs this morning that I don't know, but God knows. If you just make those known by an uplifted hand, God sees what it is, and he knows what we have need of in the service today. And Brother John, would you come this morning?
Amen. You happy to be in church this morning? Amen. I do want to take a moment and thank all of you for your prayers and your support, and If you never knew Grandma, she was special. She was our pinnacle. She's a prayer warrior out of this world. I never experienced anybody as close to God as her and tell us many things down through life. And we used to almost make a joke, not hurtful, but if Grandma told you something, you better not disagree, because a good chance God had told her. And, you know, it's if we don't go on a rapture, we're all going there. But, you know, as I told everybody standing at the funeral home, this body hurts, and I've cried my tears. I've groaned, but my soul is satisfied. So I know she got a reward. So appreciate each one of your prayers and for the family, and we're still putting it together. But, you know, God is good. He's in control. Amen. And then one quick announcement. The 13-year-old and up, if each one of you would meet in my Sunday school following service today, we'll have a little discussion about a little party for y'all, a little get-together next week. So if you're 13 and up, please step into our room. And as I know, Sister Laura, I know my wife and Sister Audrey's got some things to go over. So let's do that at following service. But let's just all pray. You ready to get something from God? He's here for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so appreciative, Lord. It seems, Lord, though that we go through days that we don't know when they're end, and we don't have answers for the questions on our minds, but you're always there in a time of need, Lord. Lord, you come down and bless us in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Lord, you come into these services time and time again, Lord, when, Lord, we don't know what to say next, and you move upon us, Lord, and your spirit drives back the fear, Lord, and allows us to worship you, Lord. Lord, we ask you this morning, Lord, as we lay our petitions down, Lord, that, Lord, you see the sicknesses in the church, Lord, and you see each one that was spoken of, Lord. I don't want to miss a one, but, Lord, you heard as we went through them, Lord, and the hands that was lifted up. Lord, that you would meet them in a special way this morning, Lord, that you would come down with your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord, and surround our lives, Lord, and touch us, Lord, and Lord, anoint us to heal our bodies, Lord. Anoint us to speak in new tongues in your name, Lord. Anoint us to worship you this morning and sing the songs of praise. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to be with every part of this service, Lord. Touch Brother Mark and the musicians, Lord, in a special way this morning, Lord. Sing us to a place, Lord, to create a worship, Lord, that we can invite your presence in. Lord, touch Brother David as he would speak this morning, Lord, to anoint him to say what we have need of this morning, Lord. I truly believe, Lord, that you can operate your gift by the people in the church, Lord, that we can, what we have need of, we can reach out and get this morning. Allow us to move in your name, Lord. Touch each part of the service, Lord. Touch each one of us. Touch our pastor, Lord. Strengthen his body. Strengthen his mind as he's away, Lord, resting some. Let him come back, Lord, on fire and zeal like he's never had. Touch us, Lord. Be with us, Lord. In your lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sister Sarah, Sister Hannah, Adrienne, and the girls with us this morning. We bless you all. All of our visitors, God bless you. Welcome. Those that are viewing and streaming this morning, welcome you also today. Amen. Let's sing this together, please. Well, as I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within. Oh, but my Lord leads me on, and through him I must win. Yes, oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his sake. Let me live my voice. All cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when in service for my Lord, dark may be the night. Oh, but I'll cling more close to him, and gone through this world below. Oh, and he's a real friend to me, and I love him so. Yes, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his name. Theme this morning, just look upon his face. Praise the Lord. When a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save men from their sins. John saw it on that shore, the Lamb forevermore. Oh, Christ the crucified of Calvary. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, for he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all of my sins, bless the whole. Oh, the lame was made to walk, and the dumb was made to talk. That power was spoken with love for the sea. The blind was made to see. I know it could only be the mercy of that man from Galilee. Given all of my sins, bless the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. Last verse. The woman at the well, he all her sins did tell. How five husbands she had at that time. Was forgiven every sin, and a deep peace came within. Then she cried, come see this man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. Has he done so much? For he's done so very much for. All of my sins, bless the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. Oh, he is high. No one. been washed by the blood. Now I've been held by the Savior, and I have felt fire from above. A prodigal return.
Help me see it all of my hope.
Well, all of my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that my yesterday's gone. And hope in Jesus this morning. Amen. We'll let you have your seats. We'll have our ushers to come receive the morning offering. Don't forget, today is also building fund offering. It's the first of the month. And so you can just tag that separately, or if you don't have an extra check or something, you can send it by PayPal. So remember that this morning, if you will. Let's sing this. Matt, would you sing something for us this morning if you want to be getting ready? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? spoke up your honor. I have no defense. Oh, but that's when mercy walked in.
Thankful for mercy this morning. If I got what I deserved, he'd say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. But mercy walked in and pleaded my case. And I'm so thankful this morning. Let's stand together, if you will, as we invite Brother David to come and minister what the Lord has laid on his heart for us today. Just looking forward. Oh, my goodness, I keep forgetting. We'll have our brothers to come this morning to receive the tithing. Thank you, Brother Jonathan. He's my right arm, and I appreciate it. This is for the first fruits, the tithes, so just given to the Lord, and I know he'll bless your efforts today. And then let's sing this, I believe it's in there.
Something keeps holding me every day I see. He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. And he's a reality. But something keeps holding me. The trial of this world was getting close.
you been here this morning?
Oh, and I was on the verge of giving over, and the strength within myself just wasn't there. Helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory, and he's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding.
This verse.
Now, Satan laid before me his temptation and his desire to steal away my faith.
Oh, but aren't you thankful?
Oh, but I have found in time the revelation and the strength I need to keep me in his grace.
Brother David.
Oh, something keeps on me. Every day I see.
Amen.
He's helping me.
Something
keeps holding
me.
Amen. Oh, he's a reality. Something keeps holding me.
Amen. You believe that this morning, that something keeps holding you. Amen. It's a reality. Amen. We can't hold ourselves. It takes one to hold us. Amen. And I'm glad that it's him that holds us. Amen. Because, hey, I couldn't hold myself. You couldn't hold yourself. But he holds us, don't he? And I appreciate that. You appreciate that this morning? Amen. So we just love the Lord this morning. You may be seated just for a few minutes this morning. And we'll just want to read you something. And then we greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord this morning. Trusting that everybody's feeling well.
Amen.
Amen. And just, I'm flying solo this morning. My wife is, in fact, she's out of state. She's out in New Mexico. And so she had this planned. Her sister had a back surgery back in September. And then she had to go back in there because she got an infection in it. So she's out there trying to help her and everything. So just continue to remember them in prayer and everything. I know she wish she could have been here, but just, we had this already set up for that. And so, but anyway, we just trust that everybody's feeling well. It's been a long time that we've been here. You know, Brother Joseph texted me a couple of times, said, hey, can you come? And we was either away somewhere else or doing something else, but here we are. Amen. And trusting that, you know, that we're here and that everything's all right and that we just have the mind of the Lord for this morning. Amen. Read you this, and then we'll get started into the Word of God. This is called The Center of the Bible. Question, what is the shortest chapter of the Bible? Psalms 117. Question, what is the longest chapter of the Bible? Psalms 119. Question, what chapter is the center of the Bible? Psalms 118. Fact, there are 594 chapters before Psalms 118. Fact, there are 594 chapters after Psalms 118. add these numbers up, and you get 1188. What is the center verse in the Bible? Psalms 118, verse 8. Does this verse say something significant about God's perfect will for our lives? Psalms 118, 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, isn't that odd how that worked out for out, or was God in the center of it? The next time someone says they would like to find God's perfect will for their lives and that they want to be in the center of his will, just send them to the center of his word. When things get tough, always remember, faith doesn't get you around trouble, it gets you through it. Amen. So I thought that was good. Amen. The center of God's word. Amen. Now stand together again to...
prayers, and you know, we're not here for a show or anything, but we're just here to preach the word of God.
Amen. And so, last time I was here, Brother Jonathan, he showed me his computer and everything. I thought, well, you know, somebody said, you need to get one of these. You need to get one of these. You can do away with your notes and stuff. But I do got me some notes. Amen. Somebody was saying, he remembered when this one brother, he started using his first. And so he got up there and he said, he was preaching right along, while suddenly he started going in another direction. He said, you know, he said, what happened? His screen went black. And so I said, man, you know. So I got up there one day and said, mine did that same thing. And I go, whoa. But I had some backup notes. And I'm glad for backup notes. I had some backup notes. And so I called my son-in-law because he got something similar, same thing. And he said, what you said in set on? I said, well, and I looked. He said, he helped me get through it and went to settings. I said, 5 minutes. He said, you need to up it to about 45 minutes. So I go somewhere and somebody brings it out. They said, hey, you got that thing charged up? I got it charged up this morning. Not only is that thing charged up, but I'm charged up. Amen. So I just want to apologize to Brother Pat. I gave him the scripture, but I was sitting in the back there and just kind of closed my eyes and something hit me and said, go this direction. Amen. So you just forgive me. Amen. Just forgive me. Genesis, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse, and then in Genesis, the 6th chapter. Just trusting that this is the mind of the Lord for this morning. If you're prayed, if you prayed up and you prayed before the service, and perhaps you didn't know who was going to be here this morning, but you prayed and you said, God, speak to that man of God. He don't know what I have need of. And I prayed and I prayed and I said, God, you help me. And we come here, then I thank God to speak his mind for the service this morning. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Well, didn't we come to worship God this morning? Amen. We come to worship him, didn't we? Amen. And so I just want to worship him and give him. Hey, this is where the time that we give God his due. Amen. We come to wash his feet. We invited him here, didn't we? Now let's not let him sit over in a corner with unwashing feet. Amen. I want to wash his feet this morning. Amen. Genesis, the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Then over in Genesis, the 6th chapter, look at the 8th and 9th verse. It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I'd like to take for a little thought this morning, if I can, walking with God. Walking with God. And I was just thinking about that, and just it's a lovely thing to see these young people sitting on the front row. Amen. It's just a lovely thing. I believe that, you know, does you so good. You get so much out of the service. You ain't distracted by a lot of things sitting in the back. Amen. So I believe, you know, we just want to say, God, you help us this morning. So walking with God. And I was thinking as we was reading the scriptures there, and just it just simply said, and I'm a simple preacher, but it just simply said that, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and beget sons and daughters. And it says, all the days of Enoch were 365, and Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took, just simple, Enoch walked with God. And if there ever was a time we need to walk with God, it's now. I don't want, I want to walk with him now. And then we walked over, we looked over there in Genesis, the sixth chapter, and it said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if we can look at the situation under Noah's time, Noah lived in a scientific age. The prophet said that. Lived in a scientific age where just everything was scientific and everything was, you know, just probably reason with God and try to work God out by reasoning and knowledge and all this. But in all that, the Bible says that they were a bunch of people that they didn't look to God anymore. They didn't even retain God in their thoughts anymore, Brother Mark. They was looking at some other things and said the very imagination of man had become evil. Their thoughts were evil. Their ways were evil. Their actions were evil. Their doings were evil. But the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And it also, if you look over there in St. Luke's Gospel, the 17th verse, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And we find that as it is today, that people's minds and their ways and their thinkings, they don't retain God in their thoughts. You just look at it today. You go to the mall or wherever you go, you look at it. Hell has surfaced to the earth. But I'm glad that we got, there's a group of people called the Bride of Jesus Christ that has found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Like that song, whoever sung it, amen, that mercy walked in and pleaded my case. The blood was presented. Amen. One song goes, that mercy said, no, I ain't going to let him go. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that mercy said no. I'm glad that I found favor in the eyes of the Lord, grace in the eyes of the Lord. Because you can look there and how that he said, the Lord had spoke to Noah and said, Noah, you build me an ark for the saving of your household. But you preach to them people and tell them the only way they're going to get out of this tribulation that's coming upon the face of the earth is get in the ark. You got to get in the ark. And the ark is a type of the word of God. Amen. And we got the word of God for our day. And in order to escape judgment and make the rapture, you got to get in the message of the hour. Amen. You got to be in the message of the hour and walk with God. Not just be in it, but let God be in you and you in God and you walking with God. Every day, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but every day you're walking with God. That's what I want to do every day, walk with him. And so, he preached 120 years that it's going to rain, that God was going to destroy the earth. And if you didn't get in the ark, you was going to be left behind. Now, I was one time visiting my daughter and her family. They live in Oklahoma, and they sight and sound, I think it was, or something. They have one in Branson and one, I forget where else they have, and they put on a play called Noah. And I was watching it, and I thought, now, don't. De-Christianized me, but I thought it was pretty good. And here is Noah, and I don't know if he had any brothers or not. He probably did, but in that play, Brother Mark, it typified that Noah having brothers, and his brother came to him and he said, Noah, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm building this ark. He said, why? He said, God spoke to me. And he said, you really believe that? And in that film, he told his brother, said, you know we was raised right. Mom and Dad taught us right, taught us to follow God, taught us to obey God's word, amen, told us to listen to his voice, right. Amen, and every time we listen to his voice, we got to compare it with the scripture. Right. And so he told his brother, said, hey, well, and his brother said, where are you been? Because God's going to destroy this. Yep. Amen, he's tired, he's sick and tired of people doing what they're doing. Their thoughts are evil, their imaginations are evil, their ways are wicked, and everything about them is wicked. And he told me to build this and preach that it's going to rain and preach that if they didn't get in the ark, that they're going to perish. Come on. His brother, Noah, I wouldn't think that you believe in anything like this. You're crazy. Noah, And that's what his brother said. And he'd go back and pray, his brother became good friends with the mayor of the city and all that. And he said, listen, you tell Noah that if we don't get stop this nonsense, that we ain't even going to sell him no more lumber no more to build what he's building. But Noah did not compromise with the word of God. Amen. Even the people say, hey, but now listen, Noah, we listen to the scientists. They can shoot them in the stars. And there's no water up there. How do you know? All I know is God said so.
Right.
And that didn't deter Noah. He still walked with God.
Right. Yes,
amen. He still walked with God. And that's what I want to do, Lord. Amen. To walk with him. Now let's just look at this for a little bit this morning. Let's look at Enoch's walk this morning if we can. Amen. By his grace this morning. We'll just look at it just for a little bit. Try not to hold you too long. Amen. But this is Sunday morning. Amen. And I'm here to preach. Amen. And you're here to listen. Amen. And if you say amen to the word, and I preach, amen. If you say amen, and we'll I'll preach fast, and we'll get out of here fast. Amen. But we don't want to put no limitations on God. If you're here and you need God this morning, I believe God's here to meet your need. Amen. Whatever you have need of this morning, I believe God can meet your need. If you're sick this morning, God can touch you and heal your body. If you need deliverance this morning, God can deliver you this morning. Amen. It depends on what you want and what your need is and if you really want it or not. Amen. So let's look at Enoch's walk. What is meant by Enoch's walk? In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the 5th and 6th verse, we'll read this real quick. It said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, we are taught that that faith is a revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A revelation of what God wants done with his word.
Yes.
What God wants us to do in his life, in our lives. Amen. And it said, by faith, Enoch. Amen. By faith, he did this. Amen. He didn't do it no other way, but by faith. And that's the way we got to walk this morning. Amen. Not by sight. Amen. Not by what we may understand or whatever, but by faith we're walking this morning. Amen. Faith in the word of God. Faith that God will keep his word to us. Faith that God, you said for us to do this, and we'll do it according to your word, Lord, and you promised that you'd be with us.
Amen.
Amen. And it said that he said that by faith, Enoch. He said, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is God. We must believe that he is God this morning. That he's God. That he's still Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That he never changes. Amen. And he's here to do the impossible this morning. Amen. By faith. Amen. He's here to do the impossible this morning. And you've got to realize that, God, I need you this morning. And you promised it to me. I'm going to walk with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We must believe that he is God. Amen. How many believe that he is God this morning? That he can do the impossible. Amen. You may think tonight, this morning, that your life's all messed up and it's impossible for you to get out of it. But with God, all things are possible. With God, he can touch you this morning. Amen. With God, he can set you free this morning. Hallelujah. But he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. That he is God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. How many likes rewards? It aggravates me because I ain't caught up with some of this knowledge and technology they all got. But on your phone, you always got apps. Have to have an app for this, and you get a reward, and app for that. And I get tired of apps. App for this, and app for that. You know, and all these things. And I guess they're all right, especially if you want to be rewarded. Amen? Because, hey, I like to get rewarded. Like, if you use our app and go in there, and you know, and do this, you can save 10 cents a gallon on your gas. And everybody wants to save. Amen? Everybody wants a bargain. Amen? Everybody wants to be rewarded. So you got to diligently look at this and say, and I looked at that word diligently, and it means an energetic application. In other words, you got to apply yourself to it. And if we come to the house of God this morning and we want to be rewarded from God, we got to put everything we got into it. Amen. You can't just sit there like a bump on a log. You got to say, God, I'm coming to you, and I'm coming to you by faith, Lord. And I believe that you are, Lord, and that you're a rewarder to them that diligently serve you. And I'm going to serve you, Lord. And I'm going to put everything I got into it. I'm going to put everything I got into this service, because this could be my last service. Amen. Now listen. Amen. Now here we are. We come down here. I don't know how much you on this, and I don't want to get on nobody's pet peeve or anything, but we just come through. This weekend was college football playoffs. Everybody had their flags waving. Everybody had this. Everybody their team. You know, and this team and all that team. Amen. And you diligently, you went to that ball game or whatever you did, you got in there and you rooted for your team. And you put an energetic application. Well, what about this team? Amen. Your team might have lost, but my team never loses. Amen. I done read the back of the book and we are winners. Amen. So I want to give an energetic application to serving him, knowing that I'm a winner either way. Amen. Whether I go by the way of the grave or go in the rapture, I'm a winner either way. Amen. I'm a winner either way. Amen. Oh, let's wash his feet this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's do a service for him. You say, well, Brother David, hey, can I read you something? Be all right. I'll just read this to you. Amen. And I thought this was amazing. Me and my wife was listening to this tape. It's called Pride. And Brother Branham, first time he ever used that scripture, where he was invited to Simon's house. First time he had. And he was in Campbellsville, Kentucky. And they preached on this pride. And listen, he came down to the end of the service. And listen what he said. He said, now this is toward the end of the service now. He said, would you stand to your feet right now, man or woman, boy or girl, to accept the Lord Jesus? Yes. Then he goes, what's the matter here? Nobody would stand, Brother Mark, to their feet.
That's right.
Pride. He said, what's the matter here? He said, something's wrong. He said, don't tell me. I don't know. You know what's the matter. You're afraid your neighbor will say something about it. You're afraid somebody else is going to say something. What's Jesus going to say? He said, what's Jesus going to say? He said, Jesus, unentertained in your heart. And in its closing, Brother Patty's weeping. He said, Jesus, with dirty feet. He said, Jesus, sitting over there, unentertained. Oh, Lord, don't let us, God, don't let me let you sit here this morning unentertained, unwelcomed.
Amen.
But let me make you welcome this morning, Lord.
Amen.
He said, listen, he said, Jesus, unentertained in your heart. He said, this may be your last time, friends. Satan, he said, sister, he said, brother, this may be your last time. Buddy, sister, this may be your last time. Jesus is near. He's unkissed today. The congregation's indifferent toward him. He come down last night, healed all your sick and things, sent them home healed and well, come down and showed you he was here at the platform by doing great signs and wonders in this little cabin out here on the ground. Come down from glory to prove that he was here by his word, and today you let him sit unentertained. Oh, I'd rather have my party. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
We let them sit here unentertained. I'd rather have my party. I don't want them to have no. I don't want to have my own party. But I want to give all my praise and worship and adoration to him this morning. Amen. Knowing that, hey, this could be my last service. So I want to put everything I got into this service. I want to put everything I got into serving him. Because we just don't know. Amen. Who would have thought? Your grandmother. Who would have thought? Amen. Who would have thought some of these things? And since 2020, everyone that's left the scene, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to give him praise and honor.
Amen.
Amen. So what is me? I believe Enoch's walk was pleasing, just like me and your walk ought to be. No special deed. He didn't do no special deed. He had no special gift. But by faith, he walked with God.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I want to do this morning. By faith, I want to walk with God.
Amen.
Another thing about Enoch's walk, I believe he realized in the divine presence of Almighty God. I don't believe you can walk here and there. Amen. Without, if he's walking by your side, I don't believe he can walk by your side without you not knowing it. It's like this in the natural. In the natural, you brothers, you work, or your sisters, if y'all work outside the home or whatever, and you work and on a job that you have to meet with people, and you can't walk beside people every day and work beside somebody without knowing what they're like, without knowing a little bit about them. You know what turns them on and what turns them off. Brother Pat, you know what, how they operate or how they don't operate. Amen. And I think that ought to be our way with the Lord. Amen. That we ought to be so close to him that we know what he wants and what pleases him. Amen. I like what Esther said. Amen. When they gave stuff for their purification to go in to meet the king. Queen Esther, before she became queen, she said, I don't want these things. I only want what pleases him. What does he like? What does he want? That's what I want this morning. What does he like? What does he want? How does he want me to walk? How does he want me to talk? That's what I want.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I want. How does he want me to do it? How does he want me to live? How does he want me to conduct my life? Amen. So like I said, he realized in the divine presence of Almighty God. Like I said, you can't work with somebody or walk with somebody without knowing. Amen. In fact, you get to know somebody, you begin to interact with them, maybe you share the same interest.
Come on.
I hope I share the same interest that he shares. Amen. I hope I know what he likes. Amen. This morning. Amen. That I share a little bit of his interest. Also, you're traveling in the same direction. That's what I want to be. I want to travel in the same direction that he's traveling in. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only that, but hey, I'm going at the same pace. Hallelujah. I'm traveling at the same pace. They used to tell me, the old timers, when they used to walk to church, amen, that's all they had to do, or come by buggy, and they walked by lantern light. And they had to keep pace with the light. Because if they got ahead of the light, they messed up. If they got to lagging behind the light, they messed up. I don't want to get ahead of the light. Amen. Because if I get ahead of the light, I'll mess up. And I don't want to get behind the light. Amen. And lag behind because I'll mess up. But I want to walk in the light as he is the light. And he'll keep me on the straight and narrow. Amen. He'll keep me in the right pathway. If I'm walking in the same direction and traveling at the same pace, I don't want no distractions either. Amen. I seen a guy traveling down the highway the other day, sitting there on his cell phone. Now, if you can multitask, that's all right. I can't do it. I end up in a ditch somewhere. Amen. We can't be multitasking when we're trying to follow the Lord. In other words, one foot in with the Lord and one foot on the world. Amen. Straddle a fence. You'll fall one with the other, and it's usually the wrong way. You've got to walk with God. Amen. You've got to give him your whole. Amen. The Bible says over in Ecclesiastes, what is the whole duty of man? To follow the Lord, to fear the Lord, and walk with him and do all his commandments.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Another thing I want about, I want it to be a heartfelt experience. I want it to be something that comes from my heart. Praises unto him. Amen. When I say hallelujah, I want it to come from way down deep in the side. Amen. I want it to come from way down on the inside. Amen. Something that's burning on the inside. Something that I feel. I just don't want to say hallelujah, but I want to feel it when I say it. Amen.
Amen.
I want something on the inside. Amen. Oh, Brother Greg, I want something on the inside that'll make me live what I'm talking about. Amen. I just don't want to get up here and quote quotes. Amen. And talk about the Bible, but I want it to be on the inside of me, manifesting what I need to do.
Amen.
Amen. Let it become a reality to me in this age that I'm living in. Hallelujah. Amen. I want it to be heartfelt, friends. And another thing, I want to be his friend.
Amen.
Abraham was his friend.
Yes.
I want to be his friend.
Yeah.
Lord, let me be a friend to you.
Yes,
Amen. Oh, God. You ever had a close friend that you could just relate stuff to them and you knew they wouldn't tell nobody?
Come on.
What about him?
Yep. Come on.
Oh, he'll never tell nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. He's a friend, Brother Pat, that you can put confidence in.
Yes.
Amen. That you can say, God, here's my need. Amen. And he won't tell nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to be his friend this morning.
Yeah.
Another thing about Enoch's walk, he had great communication. I believe that's what we need, is great communication. Because Enoch could tell him of his joy and praise.
Right.
Hallelujah. He could come to him and say, Papa God, I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just come to praise you. I just come to lift my hands before you. I just come to give you adoration. I just come to give you glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what I come for. He could tell him his joy and praise, his sorrow and prayer, his sins and confession. Amen. And it was a continuous walk. Not just a day or two here, but every day of his life. It was every day of his life he had this walk with God. I like that. That's the way I want it. Amen. We're talking about walking with God. That's the way I want it. Every day. Not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but every day of the week. 24/7. When I'm on my job, I want to walk with God. When I'm at home, I want to walk with God. When I'm in the grocery store, I want to walk with God. When I'm on vacation with my family, I want to walk with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Had great communication. Another thing about Enoch's walk, I believe his life was progressive.
Come on.
Amen.
You believe in a progressive revelation?
Amen.
That you learn, hey, even in natural, we learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Amen. We learn something new on our jobs. We learn maybe how to do it better, how to do it safer, or whatever. And that's the way it is. It's a progressive. Amen. Well, God, I didn't know that. And he revealed it to you. He said, well, God, help me. I didn't realize that. Let me not stop doing what I do and start doing it this way, Lord, because this is the way you want me to do it. Amen. And I believe Enoch's life was progressive. Amen. It was so progressive that he could enjoy more. I want my life to be that way with the Lord, Brother Mark, that it could be so progressive that I can enjoy more. Hallelujah. And then because of it being progressive, he understood more. Oh, that's the way I want it to be. I don't want my life to be so progressive that I can enjoy more and I can understand more.
Yes.
And not only understand more, but he could love more.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the prophet of God, every time he got a revelation from God, he didn't look down at his nose at his other brother. He prayed for him and he loved him. And he actually said it like this: we are be able to bitterly disagree with our brothers and still love one another. You don't find that too much around the message of the hour. Preach on, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. So he could understand more. He could love more. And therefore he could receive more. And then he could give out more. The more he received, the more he could give out. That's what I want to do. The more I receive, Brother Jonathan, I want to be able to give out that much more. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. Amen. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was a holy one. God will never walk outside the way of holiness. I believe it was a holy. You know how they had to, when them priests, they were dressed just right. They had to be dressed just right. Bell and a pomegranate. Bell. And hey, when they walked, they had to say, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Now, that's what I want. And not just like that, but I want my life to be holy.
That's right.
I want it to be so holy so much. Amen. You know, they mistaken Brother Branham for the Lord Jesus. Usually they mistake me and you for the other side. I want to live so close to the Lord to Satan won't know what to do with me.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Greg, the prophet of God said we could. He said a man gets so totally surrendered to God that he could live so close to God, totally surrendered, that Satan wouldn't know what to do with him. He could throw this at him. He could throw that at him. But he wouldn't know what to do with him because he keeps pressing on. He keeps walking with the Lord. Amen. And when them priests, they had to walk holy, holy. And the legend tells me that they had to tie a rope around their ankle when they went beyond the veil. Because if their bell stopped ringing, and they couldn't go in there, so they had to drag them out. That's what that rope was for.
Right.
Amen. You know how I know that something's wrong with you? Your bell stopped ringing. Oh, one of our bells have stopped ringing this morning. Are they still ringing holy, holy unto the Lord? Are we dead this morning? Amen. I don't want to be dead this morning, but I want to say, God, here I am, and I want to walk holy with you. Amen. I want to walk holy with you. Hallelujah. Yeah, walk holy. Amen. Because the Lord has no company with the unjust and rebellious. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was a happy one. Well, who wouldn't be happy?
Amen.
Walking with the King of Kings. Amen. And the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who wouldn't be happy? Amen. You say, well, if so-and-so would just talk to me, the pastor would shake my hands. But what about walking with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings? That'll make me and you happy this morning. That he found favor, that we found grace in his sight. Amen. And he allowed us to walk with him. Hallelujah. What a happy life that I'm living. Amen. And you know what? It's not just happy, because happy comes from a different word altogether. Happy. I want our life not only to be happy, but I want it to be full of joy. See, joy and happy is two different words. Joy, happy comes from the word hap or happen. In other words, something has to happen in order to make you happy. The preacher shakes your hand and you're happy. You get the raise on the job and you're happy. Brother Mark sings your favorite song and you're happy. But if you got the joy of the Lord, and that comes from the Creator itself, if the preacher don't shake your hand, you still got joy. Amen. If your favorite preacher ain't preaching, you still got the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want joy on a happy walk with God. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was safe. A safe one. What a protection. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. What a safe walk. I know, you know, I heard the prayer requests. I know you hear them. You listen to anybody else or archive anybody or talk to people. Or my phone every now and then is full of texts. Pray for this one. Pray for that one. Pray for this one. And here they say now, they said the flu is going around rampant. Bronchitis is going around bad. They say COVID's here to stay. But you know what? I don't have to get it every time it comes around. I don't have to get the flu every time it comes around. Now come on, I got enough sense to know about me that we ain't exempt from all those things. Paul was beheaded. Your prophet of God died out on a Texas highway in an automobile accident. Amen? Amen. We're all acceptable to those things. But if we're walking with God, amen, and our life is pleasing God, and we're doing everything that we can, then I believe God's able to keep us from those things. Amen. I don't have to accept it every time it comes along. Amen. So, well, it's always going to be here. I guess I'll always get it. No, sir. I got faith in God, knowing that God, you're able to keep me. You're able to keep me if I walk with you. If I talk with you, you're able to keep me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. He had an honorable life. One of honor. Like I said, to walk with the King of Kings. Lord of Lords. What a great honor. Amen. What a great honor. The Bible says, David said in the Psalms, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. You know what Brother Branham said that rod was? Hard preaching. I'm glad.
Amen.
Sometimes we can't take hard preaching, can we? Amen. But I believe I can. Amen. I believe the bride can. She can take the licking and keep on ticking. Hallelujah. She can take the bruising and keep on cruising. Yes, sir. Amen. She's walking in honor. Amen. She's got protection. She's got a happy life. She's got a safe one. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember there remember when, I think it was Ernest Baxter, they went to a parade. The king, he's from Canada. Their king was going to be there. They turned out the school. Brother Branham said they turned out the school. Everybody was going to They gave every student in school to wave their little flag as the king was passing by. So the parade was over. All the students went back to class, but this one little girl was missing. Teacher wondered where she at. You know, and they started looking. She didn't come back, and they finally found her up against a pole, just weeping her heart out. And the teacher ran to her and said, "Honey, what's the matter?" She said, "Why are you crying?" And she just moved and said, "Did you see the king?" She said, "Oh, yes, I saw the king." "Well, did you wave your flag?" She said, "Yeah, I waved my flag. But you see, I'm just so small. I don't know if the king seen me." Oh, God. What about it this morning? Me and you may feel that way this morning. You may say, "Well, I'm just so small, I'm insignificant," but he sees us this morning. Amen. He saw us when we come into the house of God. He sees us lifting our hands. He sees us worshiping him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What an honor. Amen. What an honor that he's bestowed upon us. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was noteworthy. When I say noteworthy, like I said, just simple. And Enoch walked with God. Not much details. Who needs much details? Wouldn't you like that to be on your... You said your grandma was a praying woman. Amen. Many times, I hear Brother Bradman lately, many times in meetings, maybe a young child or a young person, they come to the altar, young boy, young girl. She said, "This is the answers to your mama's prayers."
Right.
She's done going on. Amen. She's in heaven. She's in glory. But this is her hand. There's our prayers being answered right here. Amen. Oh, what a noteworthy life. This that you walk with God.
Amen.
Not much details, but how would you like that to be put on your tombstone? Brother Jonathan, walk with God.
Yes.
That's all. That's it. Just he walked with God. Oh, not much details. Oh, but wouldn't that be a testimony, Brother Pat, that you walk with God? Wouldn't every one of us like to have that testimony?
Amen.
Just simple. That he walked with God.
Amen.
Amen. That he walked with God. That's what I want. Now, I believe Enoch, he might have been a public man. He said, "What do you mean by that?" Well, he might have had to work. But you know what? That didn't deter him from not walking with God.
Right.
I was telling a brother coming up the road yesterday, you know, and I believe these young people, you need to give them credit. They put up with a lot more spirits in school these days if they go to school than I used to.
Yep.
Used to be we just shoot spit wads at a teacher or something like that or whatever, but now it's more than that.
Yes.
Amen. I know how it is. I know how people, you get teased and stuff like that. I know how it is. Hey, and if you keep your life pure before God, people make fun of you. Amen. If a boy, you keep your life pure before God. Amen. Your peers at work, they want to make fun of you. Amen. They want to tease you. Oh, let them tease on. Amen. But keep your life pure before God. Amen. That you'll never have to bear no scars. Amen. Young people, young girls, young ladies, keep your lives pure before God, holy before God, so you won't have to bear no scars. There's a lot of teenage girls in the message holding mistakes in their arms. Amen. Because they didn't keep themselves pure. But keep yourself pure and walk with God. A lot of stuff in public. The Bible says he walked with God.
Amen.
Hey, if he walked with God, surely I can. They didn't have the Holy Ghost like me and you do, and he still walked with God. Noah didn't have the Holy Ghost like me and you do, and he still walked with God. Hallelujah. He was a family man. I mean, he had a family. The Bible says he begat sons and daughters. Hey, I remember sometimes late at night, Brother Mark, the family, you know, you come home, especially when the kids are little and they're screaming and crying. You know, and all that, and you have to wait till everybody goes to bed. Then you can get over in a corner, bring out a book and a tape, and just listen. Maybe that's how Enoch. He just couldn't, he had to wait till everybody got settled down at night. Then he could listen. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Young people, it's nothing wrong with that through the day. Just take time. Amen. Hey, your mom and dad, y'all busy and everything. Just take time. Get over corner somewhere in your room somewhere and listen to the voice of God for our age.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to the voice of God. I believe he lived in the evil age. Amen. It was a day of mockers and despisers where few loved God. Church and state were proposing alliance. Fashion and pleasure ruled the day. And unhallowed compromise was the order of the day. Listen to this. Read it to you. This is what one writer wrote, that were the conditions between Enoch's and the flood, between Enoch's walk and the time of the flood. These were the conditions. He said the universal prevalence of lust and violence encouraged by longevity, which put the thought of death far away from the antediluvians, was the main cause of the destruction of the ungodly world. A merging of various streams of evil had swelled into an overflowing torrent of corruption. The idolatrous or atheistical race of Cain, the religious decline and final apostasy of the Sethites, who, disappointed in their hope of the promised deliverer, abandoned their faith, are attracted by the worldly prosperity and gay lives of the Canaanites, gradually cultivated their society and former matrimonial alliances with them, merging to full conformity with the world. The forms of worship being abandoned and all sense of true germinal religion extinguished. Wickedness increased with fearful rapidity, until in the 10th generation, the iniquity of the old world came into the full. And this writer, he took his thoughts from Psalms 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So this was the condition of the earth in the days of Enoch to Noah. Every sin, every evil thought, every kind of violence, every kind of corruption, the atheistic race of Cain dominated, mixed marriages, conformity to the world. Their hearts were evil. Their attitudes were evil. Their dispositions were evil. Their designs were corrupt. Their walk was wicked. And Enoch walked with God. Right. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God, both without the Holy Ghost. Amen. But they still walked with God. And if they could do it without the Holy Ghost, what about me and you today in the hour that we're living in? Amen. He said, well, Brother David, it looks so dark. Oh, but we got a great big God this morning. Amen. He's never changed. And he ain't lost his power. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm walking with God. Amen. I'm walking with him. Amen. He bore witness. He couldn't be silent. He had to get out there and tell somebody. Jude, the 14th verse and the 15th verse, says it like this. And Enoch also, the 7th from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Brother Bram said, 1954, shows the Father. He said, I can see him. When he died, his soul went down to the regions of the lost. I can see him knock at the door of the lost. Somebody says, who is it? Open the doors, and there the mingling souls, they're in prison, waiting for the day of judgment. He said, you are to believe Enoch. You are to have believed the prophets. I'm the virgin-born son of God that Enoch said he'd come with 10,000 of his saints. I'm he. I'm the one, and everything was written. And everything was written of me in my Father's word. I have confirmed it yonder on the cross. It's finished. Close the doors. That's all of it. They had to recognize. Mm. Yep. They had to recognize. And people are recognizing today. Oh, let it not be too late for us. That's when we recognize, let's say, God, I recognize. I'm recognizing my day and its message, Lord. Help me give myself to it, Lord. And let me walk with you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing about Enoch's walk. He might have finished his work early. You know how it is sometimes. You finish your work up early. And the boss says, well, hey, Jonathan, you finished your work. You can just go on home. You'll still get paid for the rest of the day. You just finished it up. You've done a good job. Enoch finished his work early. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Time for him to go home. Amen. Hallelujah. Time for him to step on that plain air ride. Hallelujah. Had a testimony. He traveled faster and reached his home sooner. And he was a young man in that day compared to a lot of young men. The Bible says that Enoch said, and said, and all the days of Enoch were 360. Compared to a lot of them back then, he was a young man. Mm-hmm. So that goes to show me that you, as young people, you can live this. If you just dedicate your life fully to Him and start walking with Him, you can do it. I can't do it for you. Brother Branham, if he was here, he couldn't do it for you. Brother Joseph can't do it for you. It takes you and God. And you and God are a majority. Amen. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood cannot inherit it, so you had to be translated. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, America has astronauts. Russians have cosmonauts, but God has wasnauts. He was not, for God took him.
Amen.
One of these days, man, you're going to be a was not. Amen. If we don't go by the way of the grave, some morning between 6 and 9, you can look for me, but I'm going to be gone. Hallelujah. Amen. God took him, the scripture says. Perhaps some saw, I don't know, maybe they saw him like like when he left, like Elijah, like Jesus. I don't know. All I know is the Bible says God took him, and I believe his word.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if he was missed. He might have been. People will look around for us one of these days, they're going to say, hey. Oh, he was crazy anyway. Somebody probably come and locked him up. He didn't have his right mind about him. I know I don't, but I got the mind of Christ.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the mind I got. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm walking with him.
Right.
Amen. I'm walking with him. Hallelujah. He was not found. They might have looked for him. They sent 50 men of the sons of prophets to look for Elijah. And they searched for him. They couldn't find him. Amen. Enoch's departure, I believe, was a testimony. A lot of people might have doubted. A change of the body. A rapture. Hey, a reward for the righteous. But his departure was a testimony.
Nice.
One of these days, our departure is going to be a testimony to those that are left behind, but it'd be too late for those.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I want to be ready.
Amen.
Well, let me read you a few quotes if I can. Be all right?
Amen.
Yeah. Swore by itself, 1954. And you're here to fulfill it too. He said, just walk unconscious of fear. Walk unconscious of criticism. Hey, there's always going to be fear. The unknown, sometimes. You don't know about it. Walk unconscious of criticism. There's always going to be people that criticize you. Walk unconscious of the world. Walk as you walk in Christ. Walk with Him, not paying any attention to right or left hand. Just keep moving on. If something comes up in the church, walk with God. I like that. If something comes up in the church, you just walk with God.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen. That's what I want to do. I just want to walk with Him. Amen. I just want to walk with Him. He said, something comes up in the church, walk with God.
Amen.
I like that. A lot of things come up in the church.
Yep.
He said, something comes up, you, hallelujah. If sickness strikes you, walk with God. If the neighbor don't like you, walk with God.
Amen.
Walk with God. Just keep on walking with God. Enoch one day walked like that. You know what he done? He walked all the way home with God.
Amen.
I like that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I just like that. He said, he done it. He said, walk unconscious of fear.
Yes.
Unconscious of criticism. Like I said, there's always going to be criticism.
Right.
He said, something comes up in the church, you walk with God.
Right.
Sickness strikes you, walk with God.
Amen.
The neighbor don't like you, walk with God. He said, Enoch goes so far up the road. I remember, there's these two sisters, and they was fellowshipping together. Hey, and they was just talking about the goodness of the Lord. And they was talking about the services. And they just fellowshipping, and they said, oh, didn't that brother Joseph the other night, oh, didn't he preach a good message? And that other sister said, amen, sister. Oh, I said, brother Joseph, he just kept preaching, and my, oh, and Brother Jonathan the other day, my, he just preaching, oh, my, what a service. And then that sister got healed, and that brother, that young man gave it, and they just testifying back and forth. And then one of them sisters said, you know what, I got to go home. It's getting late in the day. I got to go home. And the other sister said, oh, don't you go home. Said, we're just loving fellowshipping so much. Why don't you, said, don't go home. She said, I got to go home. I got to get down, I got to get to my home. And that other sister said, well, why don't you come walk halfway with me? And so they started walking, and they started talking some more about the goodness of the Lord and testimonies about the services. They wasn't talking, they wasn't backbiting. They wasn't talking about this one or that one. They were just talking about the goodness of the Lord, and they were just talking, and that one sister said, look at here what I done wasn't done. I done walked all the way home with you. She said, that's all right. Come on in at supper time. I mean, that's what happened to Enoch one day. He just stopped and walking with the Lord. Amen. And fellowshipping. He said, look at here what I done wasn't done, Lord. I done walked all the way home with you. He said, that's all right, Enoch. Come on in. It's supper time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He got all the way. Got so far up the road, he didn't want to come back anymore. He said, walk with God. Doctor say you're going to die. Walk with God. Doctor says, well, you can't, well, walk with God. Just walk with God. That's all. For God has promised you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. And he took an oath by the covenant that he give you that he confirm it. Just walk with God then. He said, don't pattern yourself after somebody of the world. You're patterning yourself after him. See, watch him. Watch his life. Don't act like so-and-so, Sister Susie or Brother Jackson or whoever it may be. Don't look. Don't act like them. You just walk with him. Fill my way with love as I walk with that heavenly dove. Just stay right with him. Watch how it sweet you. It cuts all the world away. Oh my, you don't care what people says. You're walking with God. Another message. Greater than Solomon is here, 1961. But you know when something is moving in your heart to find God, you don't know no fear. You say, can I walk, Brother Branham? You really hunger to walk. God's putting in your heart. How many of you here really hungering to walk with God? God's putting in your heart. You're hungry. He said, God's putting in your heart. You say, I may make a mistake. What? Mistake? God will take you through it. Don't you never worry that if God is telling you in your heart, say, Brother Branham, I'd like to preach the whole gospel, but I'm afraid that excommunicate me. They take my papers away from me. Throw it back at them and start walking with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you don't know no fear. Something putting in your heart on the inside to walk with him. You don't know no fear. Again, 1961, only believe. He says, wouldn't that be nice? We had that testimony like that, brethren. I do only that which pleases God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Like Enoch walked with God 500 years and had a testimony that he pleased God. He didn't have to die. He just went up. So then a little afternoon stroll, he just started walking out and just thought, well, I've been on earth long enough. I'll just walk on up and just started by faith. He thought, well, I've been here long enough, so I'm kind of tired of being around here. I just think I'll just stroll on up to hit the Milky Way and just walk on up and knock on the door. So that's what he did. See, by faith he did it. The Bible said so. So he just got tired of staying here. He said, well, I'm just going to walk up home. Just went on up through the air walking. He did that by faith. The Bible said he did. You know, when I feel death come knocking around my door, I don't want to hear that. I want to have that kind of faith. Don't you just say, well, so long, old world. I'm going to walk away from you now and just start walking on. Just walk right on up and past the moon and stars and strike the Milky Way and go into the spheres and out the spheres. Just go on in glory. He said, that's right. Amen. Just start walking. Amen. He said, just start walking. Amen. Walk past, you know, that first realm, that second realm, you know, that third realm. Amen. On out. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Past the first pool, past the second pool, the third pool, the opening of the word. Amen. On into glory. Amen. Just walk past that. Then strike the Milky Way and start walking, start running up the Milky Way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Get justification. Amen. Sanctification. The baptism of the Holy Ghost and then the Holy Ghost himself coming and living his life out through you so that you can walk like he wants you to walk.
Right.
Hallelujah. One more. Hallelujah. 1965, the Easter seal. He said, let's take another man with this quickening power. There's a man long ago by the name of Enoch. When a new thing came along, when something came along and said, well, now we've had to go back into the old school of this, that, or the other. Enoch walked with God. Whatever God said do, Enoch never missed one word. Think about that. He said, whatever God said do, he never missed one word. How many of us can say that?
Come on.
I'm just telling you what the prophet said. Said he never missed one word. Oh, Brother Greg, I hope he can say that about me. Never miss one word. Hallelujah. Said he walked with God. What was he? He was a son of God. He was an eagle that had been called to that day. Hallelujah. Oh, you say, well, if the prophet was here, if there was, he called you to this day. Amen. And if he didn't have confidence in you, Brother Mark, to call you to this day, he wouldn't have called you. But he had enough confidence in you knowing that, hey, all hell is going to break. We're living in the last age where all hell has turned loose. Brother Bram said the lid has come off of hell. And demon powers are streaming in every direction. But he had confidence in you and me, Brother Greg, that we'd fit here in this age. You ever hear that? I never heard it probably 15, 20 years ago where, you know, you go apply for a job and they say, we don't think you'd be a good fit there, but you'd be a good fit here. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't think we'd be a good fit in Ephesus age.
Come on.
And he didn't think we'd be a good fit, but he said, Brother Pat and them, they'll be a good fit in Laodicea. Hallelujah. The most deceiving age of the world, in the world, when Christ was put out of his church. Amen. The word. We passed a lot of churches this day. Amen. Coming here. Amen. And I bet you there was their robe choirs dressed in their robes singing about the one that put out on the outside the church. Amen. But God had enough confidence in me and you to put us in this hour. And when we're over there in that day, when we're done sitting around that table thousands of miles long, they're going to walk up to me and you. So what age did you come out of? We'll say, lady, we'll see. And say, let me shake your hand. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Boy, I'm looking for that day. Amen. That's why I'm walking with him this morning. Amen. That's why I'm talking with him this morning. Hallelujah. He thought I was a good fit. Hallelujah. Said he never did miss one word. He was a son. He's an eagle called to that day. And when come time, he was so full of that quickening power. Remember, he'd walked 500 years or more before God. Not one time had he missed his word. Not one time did he misbehave himself. He said, now, Brother David, I have found that hard to believe. I'm just telling you what the prophet of God said. You know, Abraham, he lied. Said, hey, you tell him that we're brother and sister because he was trying to save his hide. Lied. Noah got drunk. Moses struck the rock when he was supposed to speak to it. But Abraham, I imagine, you know, here he was. Can you imagine, you know, a man 75 years old, his wife 65, and they're going to the doctor, and they're sitting in the doctor's office, all these young people. You know, they're sitting in a, what do they call them, the OB. They're sitting in there, they're waiting. And they said, man, these old, that must be the grandparents of somebody. And so all of a sudden they call their name. They go behind there and they come back and say, and them young people sitting out there scratching their heads and what's going on? And this doctor, all of a sudden the door said, get out of here, get out, you're crazy. Somebody said, well, what? He said, oh, they think they're going to have a baby. He said, God spoke to them. They're going, yeah, God spoke to them. Amen. And I don't care how crazy it seemed, how much he might have been made fun of, and how he lied and all that. But over there, Paul wrote up his commentary and said, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving praise to the one that made the promise. Counting that, saying that he's the one that made the promise and he'll bring it to pass. He didn't look at his past mistakes. He didn't look at his failures, but he was looking at what he held on to. That's what he's looking at. He's looking at what we hold on to. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Said he was full of that quickening power. Didn't misbehave himself. Kept that word. Said he kept that. But he kept that testimony. Everything God told him to do, he went and done it. No argument about it. He just went and done it. No matter what anybody else thought, he went and done it. Why? He was full of that quickening power. When it came time for that old man to die, God just sent down the ladder and he walked up home. He quickened him and took his mortal body up in a rapture. Amen. He said, that's the quickening power. Walking with God. You love him this morning. Amen. You appreciate him this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. 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 I appreciate him. Our head bowed and our eyes closed. I got one more. Just listen to this. Listen to what he says. I thought this was amazing.
1956. Father, the hour has come. That's the name of the message. 1956. Listen to what he says. He said, and now Jehoshaphat, his son, raising up to take his place, had a good background to look upon. To see that when, now listen to what he says. To see that when a man will walk for God and with God, I include everybody in there, man, woman, boy, girl, young person. So when a man will walk for God, or will walk for God and with God, God will walk with that man. But when that same individual turns his back from God, then God just lets him shift for himself. And we find out it's a very sad thing when we have to shift for ourselves. So when a man walks with God, for God and with God, then God will walk with that man. But when that same individual turns their back and don't walk with him, God just lets him shift for himself. And Brother Brown said, it's hard when we have to shift for ourselves. And with our head bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder this morning, are you walking with him? Young people, are you walking with him? Said Enoch didn't misbehave himself one time. He just done what he was told to do. No arguing about it. Walk beyond conscience and fear. Unconscious of fear. Unconscious of criticism. What about it this morning? You want to walk with him this morning? He said, Brother David, I want to walk with him. I want to walk for him. And God will walk with you. No matter where you go, on your job, at school, college, wherever you're at, housewives, he'll walk with you. Brothers on your, brothers on your jobs. Sisters, if you have to work outside on your jobs, he'll walk with you. What he said, when that same individual turns their back, then God, I don't want to shift for myself. Do you want to shift for yourself this morning? Young people, do you want to shift for yourself? I believe there's a lot that are shifting for themselves this morning because they turned their back on God. But if you're here this morning and you're saying, I want to walk with God, Brother David, pray for me. Would you just lift your hand and say, pray for me, Brother David. God bless that hand, the altar's open. Sometimes maybe it's good just to come and kneel down and say, God, help me. I need you, Lord. You know, sometimes we depend on Brother Joseph, Brother Jonathan, Brother Ben, or evangelist comes by when we need an experience for ourselves. And that's sometimes that's what we're lacking. We lack an experience for ourselves. I ain't saying run the aisles and run the back of the pews or whatever. But Brother Brennan said it like this. Can I just read this to you? Listen. Real quickly, I'll read this to you. And I thought, this is real good. And we'll pray. Amen. I thought, God, you help me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This is on the message, 1955, Dr. Moses. He said, look at all these efforts you're putting forth. They're all in vain. Everything's in vain until you really prove to God that you're sincere about it. That's the way. Same way will be about your healing. You might just run through this prayer line, run through another prayer line, touch this one, touch that one, saying this, until you get down and prove to God you're sincere. Burn the bridges behind you and say, here I am, Lord. Something's going to take place then. Oh, ain't it time to burn our bridges? No retreat. I'm burning my bridges behind me. I'm getting down to business with the Lord. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, this morning I just pray, oh God, I want to walk with you, Lord. More than ever, Father. Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. We found out about Noah's walk, Lord. Evil day that he lived in, but he still walked with you, Lord. We found out about Enoch's walk, Lord.
what it meant by his walk, that Lord, he had a life that was pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. His walk was pleasing to you, Lord. He realized the divine presence. He could, Lord, go day by day without realizing that you was right there. Oh, he might have not seen you visibly, but Lord, he could feel your presence knowing that you was right there with him, Lord. Lord, then he had a happy one, a safe one, Lord. Had a progressive life, Lord. Till it came down to the time you just said, come on home, Enoch. Come on home. Come up a little higher. Come up hither. Father, let it be that way with us. Lord, these ones that raised their hands this morning, Lord. Father, let us walk with you, Lord. Let us walk unconscious of fear, unconscious of criticism. Let us walk, Lord. Let us walk with you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd help each and every one of us this morning, Father. I pray, Lord, that you just bless each and every one here this morning. Touch everyone that raised their hands, Lord. If there be anybody in the building that's sick this morning, I pray, Lord, that you reach down and touch them. Lord God, may you raise them up for your glory and your honor, Lord. If there be anybody that would be lost this morning, Lord. Lord, would you deal with their hearts, Lord. May they realize the prophet of God said, we read that, said, if you're really hungering to walk with God, then nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you. Help us, Lord. Help us this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, if there's somebody in the building that needs deliverance, Lord, would you deliver them this morning, Lord? Help us all, Lord Jesus. We love you. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just be with Brother Joseph and his wife, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he had confidence not in me, that while he was away, he asked me to come, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that I didn't say nothing out of the way, Lord. Lord, I wouldn't want to be a hindrance, Lord. I just want to be a help, Father. Pray, Lord, you'd help each and every one this morning that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. You just speak to their hearts, Lord. May they walk with you. These young people that sit here, Lord, this morning, may they walk with you, Lord.
Yes.
May they be a testimony on their jobs or in their school, wherever they may go, Lord. May they be a testimony. Hey, I don't understand. I don't understand their doctrine. I even disagree with their doctrine. But one thing I do know, they walk with the Lord. Grant it, Father. May it be thus, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. What have you got there?
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Is real. Well, I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valley. I've climbed mountains, crossed rivers, desert places I've known.
You know, to ever get out of here, we're going to have to learn to walk closer to Him. We're going to have to begin to forget about the things of this earth, the things of our likings. The prophet of God, he was preaching. I heard a sound that I love, and this prophet said, if we can ever get so close to Him that when He thinks it, we go in action.
Yes.
We go in action. Why? Because we're walking so close to Him. I thought of Enoch, and I thought, you know, Enoch knew the prophet of his day. He knew where the message of his day was coming from. And there wasn't nothing going to take his eyes off of it. He says, what do you got to do? He says, I'll watch you. He said, I'll watch you. I'll watch that word. I'll walk with that word. I'll stand for that word, no matter what the rest of the world does. You know, there's many times that Enoch had a chance to turn aside. Friends, family, churches. If you'll just believe it this way, we'll welcome you now. I'm going to walk with God. We desire to walk with God. Brother Mark, you got another song? Some of your sisters want to pray with the sisters up here. Amen. I believe God answers prayer. He's dealing with people's hearts. Amen.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, he tries to turn me around. Oh, he has offered everything. He's got a name, all the wealth I'd want. Worthy fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartaches, I've had a lot of grief and woes. But when I would stumble, it's then I would humble down. And it's there I would say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Sing that with me. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, he tries to turn me around. Oh, he has offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame. Could still would take nothing for my journey now. There is nothing in this world that could ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold could never buy His love from above. When my soul needs healing, oh, and I begin to feel it in power. Oh, if there I would say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, he tries to turn me around. Oh, he has offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I'd want, worldly fame. If I could, still I would take nothing for my journey. Oh, sing that with me one more time. Well, I wouldn't take.
morning. No matter what I've been through, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. God bless you. Remember, 7 o'clock Wednesday night is our youth practice. Make sure the kids are here, from the young ones all the way to the old ones, all of us included. We'll try to prepare this kid. It's 2 weeks from today we'll be doing that. Remember our pastor as he travels home. Remember service next Sunday, 9:45 children's choir. 10:30 we'll be playing the prophet's message, and then 11 o'clock service. Amen. You love him this morning. You appreciate that this morning. Amen. We need to all have a desire to walk closer to him. Amen. As we sing again, you may dismiss the online audience. Just worship him for a moment.